May I ask you to bear with me today as we take just one more incursion into this so very mysterious element of God's grace to us, His grace of faith. And then to actually take one more step forward, beyond faith, on into His blessed grace of trust. Trust. As devoted Christian believers in our Lord Jesus and as dedicated students of these scriptures, it really must be our earnest desire and our purpose to always be reaching forward to know Him, to know Him, to know Christ all the more. Reaching, as the saying goes, beyond our grasp. And not to just know about our Lord, but to truly and intimately know Him personally. One of my favorite passages in these scriptures is given in Philippians chapter 3. Those words tell us, I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow then to attain to the resurrection from the dead. But as we reach forward to know Him, we're also cautioned by these scriptures that in our striving, we should be careful to not reach too far. That as we reach and as we study these precious words, we really must always be careful to not read meaning into these scriptures, meaning that's not there. And so with that as our desire and also our caution, may we carefully examine these few words spoken by these disciples that day when they made this plea to the Lord Jesus saying, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Listen to those words given to us in Luke chapter 17, and then also to Jesus' response to them. Verse 5, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Here, the very obvious desire and plea that's being made to the Lord Jesus is that He would reach into their hearts, their souls, their minds, their spirits, and that He would bring about a greater belief, a deeper abiding faith in Him. But is that all that's being asked within this request? Or is there something deeper, something more in their relationship with Him that the Holy Spirit is prompting them to want? Something on beyond that which most Christians experience with their faith? And that's the question. That's the question that I want us to ponder as we study these words of our Lord. Because, folks, the response from the Lord Jesus sure seems to imply that far, far more greater things are in store for those of us who truly do desire to have a deeper, more intimate relationship with Him, a far greater faith than most of us experience. Now, when we were last together, we said that faith has a very special meaning, a meaning that bespeaks something on beyond simple belief, a mysterious conviction that takes place within a person's soul that can cause them to think and to do things that they'd not otherwise think or do. We said that the word faith, emuna in the Greek, is best defined with the simple words as being an innate conviction that transcends reason. Let me say those words again, because for me, these are some of the most profound words that I've ever encountered. Listen again to those words. Faith is an innate conviction that transcends reason. Faith is an innate conviction that transcends reason. Those words tell us a very simple but very profound truth, that in the matter of faith, we cannot think it out. We cannot reason it out. We cannot intellectually define it. And we can't use any of the other ordinary ways and means of understanding it. And that's because faith actually does transcend reasoning. Faith is far deeper than just our capacity to think. It's a deep and demanding conviction that takes control over our mind, takes control over our heart and our soul to such an extent that we begin to do the next thing as if it all is really real, as real as anything else that we can feel and see and taste and hear, really real. And may I say in as strong a way as possible that our understanding about faith cannot, and it really must not be limited to simply believing in God. Believing is only a beginning step in our understanding of the Lord and of the meaning of this word faith. As James tells us in chapter 2 of his book, even the demons believe in Christ, but they tremble. Folks, it truly is not enough just to believe in the Lord Jesus. That's an easy part. That's an easy part. But faith, the kind of faith that you and I must have, and the kind of faith that these disciples are pleading for, is so much, much more. So much deeper than simple belief. I mentioned in an earlier study that this faith that we're pursuing is one part of an overall relationship that we really must have with our Lord. But the faith is foundational, absolutely essential and foundational to all of the other parts of the relationship that we need to have with our Lord. In the three gifts mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that God gives to us, faith, hope, and love, I'm convinced that faith is absolutely essential as the foundation for the other two gifts. That without faith, hope and love might never take place. And faith is essential for another, perhaps even deeper reason than all of this. And here is where we reach for a meaning of faith that's not specifically said, but it's strongly, very strongly implied within the scriptures. And that is that the eventual culmination, the furthest extent of faith, will result in trust. Trust. That's the ultimate purpose of faith, is to produce trust. Trust in our Lord, a condition of trust that will cause us to do things that we've never done before. Faith produces trust as a mysterious unction wrought within a person's soul by the Holy Spirit. It's a persuasion that will take place within a person's soul that can cause them to confidently step on forward into even a fiery furnace without fear. Or cause a person to go running without fear into a battle against a vicious giant, slinging a stone that he's fully persuaded that God will guide straight to its mark. Folks, faith must have meaning, and it must have purpose. As our brother James tells us in his book, faith is a doing thing. It's a doing thing. That faith without works is useless, and it's dead, and no faith at all. But in our doing of our faith, it must always be as an outworking of our trust. Trust in the one source of all that takes place on the earth, the Lord Jesus. A fully persuaded belief that the one who rules and reigns out there in the heavenly places is also at every moment reaching into the things that we're doing here on this earth, guiding and directing our steps. A trusting in him that we are simply acting on his behalf to make all of the desires of his will and his purposes to take place. Now pause for a moment and think about what's being said in these words. God has a plan that he's working out within all the many occurrences that are taking place on this earth every moment. He tells us about that plan all throughout these scriptures. One of my favorite places where he tells us about his plans is given to us in Jeremiah chapter 29, where he says to us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope." Those are such simple words, but they tell us about the generous heart of God, that he loves us and that he is working out a plan that will eventually bring us to his desired end for us, eternal life. Eternal life. And further, that he will use the gift of faith as his means to bring us to the fulfillment of those special plans that he has for us. But also, for those that would dare take an additional step on forward, he will also cause us to trust in him. To trust in him. A step in our relationship with him that is further on, beyond belief, beyond faith. And folks, I confess to you that as I consider the words that I'm saying to you, I really don't fully understand them myself. I can't fully grasp this furthest extent that God calls trust. Trust. My thoughts go to what the Apostle Peter must have experienced out there on that water in the Sea of Galilee when Jesus invited him to step out of that boat and to walk on water with him. There, folks, for a brief moment, Peter trusted. He trusted. He actually went beyond belief and beyond faith. And for that brief moment, he actually trusted the Lord Jesus, and he walked on that water. He walked on that water. And that was an impossible hope that became substance, that became real. And it was brought about by trust, by trust. And while you and I might never walk on water, I have no doubt that it is absolutely possible and it is doable if we'll take that step on beyond faith into trust. And also, if it would bless our Lord, we could say to a mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would do it. All brought about by our trust. Simple trust in him. Folks, our faith, our believing in God, must have a purpose. And that purpose is for us to have a foundation on which we can place our trust. Folks, the Lord Jesus wants you and me to believe, to have faith in him, faith that trusts that he is who he says he is, that he really does exist, and that he is fully involved in every detail of our lives. As we're told there in Hebrews chapter 11, we must truly believe and trust that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Faith that trusts that he is absolutely trustworthy to be and to do all that he promises within these scriptures. And that we can step forward into any situation, any circumstance of life with full confidence that he will guide our steps. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Aren't those wonderful words? Think about them for a moment. Do you believe those words? Do you really believe those words? Folks, you and I must believe them. Belief is the first step. And yes, it is a very small step, but the first step. And we believe the words of John 3:16, don't we? We really must also believe these words in Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, did you notice the change in the wording? Here, instead of saying, believe in the Lord or have faith in the Lord, the instruction is to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. What's taking place within those instructions? From my understanding, folks, it's as we've been saying here in these past few moments. It is simply that trust. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart is the next step of our belief and of our faith. And no, trust is not an easy thing to do. It would have been far easier for Peter to have remained there in that boat. And yes, it is easier for you and for me to sit comfortably in our easy chair or in our church pew and believe, simply believe. But not so trust. Not so trust. As our belief grows and as our faith grows, we begin to trust. And for each of us, it'll be that natural progression. We begin with belief. Belief turns to faith. Faith then begets trust. And praise be to God for trust. And again, trust is a step beyond faith, because trust requires us to actually do something, sometimes even to put ourselves at risk, sometimes even a painful risk. But then wait, are we ever really at risk? If our Lord is trustworthy to look after us in times of risk, are we ever really at risk? But what if our steps forward into trust will bring us suffering? Is it okay for us to suffer? We don't like to suffer, but is it still okay for us to suffer? Jesus thought so. He willingly took what we would call a risk, and he suffered. But he did it for a purpose. He suffered that we might gain, that you and I might gain eternal life. Yes, Jesus was God as he suffered, but he was also very, very human. And in those awful hours of his suffering, he had to have the same kind of trust that's required of you and me. Jesus had to put his trust in God the Father. And yes, God the Father was trustworthy. And thanks be to God, he accepted Jesus' suffering. And because he did, you and I have the blessed salvation that we now enjoy. Jesus' suffering was a propitiation for us, an atonement for our sins. And now we can have eternal life. Jesus trusted God his Father in the worst of suffering. And oh, dear children, you and I must have that same kind of trust. Now, sadly, I confess to you that right at this moment, I don't have that kind of trust. I really, really do want to have that kind of trust. But I still don't. I don't. At least, not yet. But the question for us, for you and me, really needs to be, how do we move on forward? How do we move on forward? How do we get from where we are to where we need to be? From simple and easy believing into faith, and then on into the more difficult realms of trust, Now, while at this moment I really don't know the complete answer to that question, I do know with confidence that trust will come to me. And it'll come in the same manner and from the very same person who has given me the first steps of my trust, that of belief and faith. Trust will come as a gift, a free gift from the Lord Jesus. And how can I know that with such confidence? It's because I know that right at this moment, I really am moving forward. That I already have far more faith and far more trust than I ever had before. That my faith and my trust are growing and they are increasing. And that my faith and my trust will continue to increase as I yield my heart to my Lord. And especially, that I must never look back. I must never look back. As with the Apostle Paul, I must say, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining on forward to what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, before we call a close to these moments of pondering this heavier consideration about trust, may I simply thank you for bearing with me as I struggle to understand some of these deeper things of God, and as I also invite you to join with me in this pressing on forward to know our Lord. And I know that it's more comfortable for us to just sit peaceably in a pew each Sunday and quietly worship the Lord and then go home. It's certainly easier than our venturing into the deeper waters of faith and of trust. Because faith and trust can make strong demands on us, strong demands on our souls that we might not be comfortable in experiencing. But folks, listen, as a devout follower of our Lord Jesus, we really, really must press on forward to that upward calling of the Lord Jesus. Pray with me, will you? Oh, dear Father, Holy Spirit, help us as we reach on forward to go on beyond simple belief and simple faith, on into trusting you for everything that takes place in our life. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.